Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we have a very special guest with us, Tim Howell with Long Branch Guide Service. And a lot of times we have guests come in and they're fishing guides. It's not often you have a fishing guide that's fishing on one of the best known fishing lakes in the nation, probably the world. So, Tim, I led you up to that great big pow. Now you get to tell them where you guide at.
The Disney World of crappie fishing. Grenada, Enid, Sardis, and Arca Butler.
Yeah.
That's the big four.
The big four. Amen. They're Corps of Engineer lakes.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're going to get into a little bit. Tell them about your guide service. How long have you been guiding? What you guide out of?
I've been guiding about 7-8 years now, full time. Run a 21-foot skeeter.
Comfortable.
Love it. Love it. Handles that big water great.
How many people do you normally have on a guide trip there?
Most of the time it's two people, but we usually can do three and do that, you know, very often, but not every day.
Right. So interesting. You have a colorful background. Coming not from the fishing industry, do you?
That's correct.
So we were out fishing in the boat last year, and he's like going off. He's telling about what he had done in the past. I was like, dude, that's like a story.
That's right.
What did you do?
My previous life, I was a narcotics agent.
Yeah, he's got lots of colorful stories. It's actually worth booking a trip with him so you can go and listen to his stories. It's pretty phenomenal, and you're going to learn how to catch crappie.
That's right, and if the crappie aren't biting, I'll keep you entertained.
There you go. So let's go through the four seasons on the reservoirs that you're fishing. Most of them are pretty close, so the four seasons are pretty general for one. If it's one for one, it's
that's right. They normally fish about the same.
Yep. So let's start in the wintertime. What do you do in the wintertime with your guide clients?
Normally in the winter, we're pushing minnows, spider rigging, kind of, you know, up towards the dam where we got water. Winter drawdown, lakes are low.
Right.
Not a whole lot of water to fish in. Okay. Fish get concentrated.
And so how many rods do you have out? And do you have two seats in the front for you and the client? How does that work?
Right, two seats for each client. I normally stand behind the clients.
Okay.
Have eight rods out the front, four for each client.
Okay.
Like I say, typical spider rig, normally pushing, you know, 2 minutes on each pole.
Right, so a double drop?
That's correct.
And so you're going forward. Do you use live sonar technology then when you're doing that?
I most certainly do.
And that helps you. How does that help you catch fish in that situation?
It lets me know what the fish are doing. Normally before live sonar, you know, in the mornings I drop each pole at a different depth.
Right.
You know, and as the day progressed, kind of dial them in, so to say.
Right.
Now I can drop that trolling motor in the water, crank that live scope up, and I can see what's going on immediately, and I can tune it in right then.
Right.
And it saves so much time.
So that's your winter, and then how about in the spring? Because that is coming up. Spring
that's
is
right.
coming.
It's kind of the same. The fish follow the water. You know, as the water starts rising in the spring, the fish are going up with it.
Right.
Same technique.
Are you fishing more wood in the spring or not?
No, these fish are pretty much open water fish. They fish different than anywhere else in the world. They're, like you say, everybody comes down from all over the country, and that's where a lot of people mess up fishing these lakes. They want to start fishing visible structure and trees, and, man, these fish are out there in the wide open middle of nothing.
So the females that are staging to go up into there, you're catching those,
that's
aren't
right,
you?
That's right.
What's the average weight of a crappie on Grenada?
Pre-spawn, you know, the average female is probably going to be, I'd say, 1.75 to 2.75 average.
And then what happens when they start putting on some weight?
Oh, man, they're, you know, last year was unbelievable.
What was your biggest one last year? Do you remember? Or do you just remember that when you went to take a picture, it was like that big?
They were huge last spring. It was.
You had 3-pounders.
Oh, yeah.
Plus.
I know for a 3-week stretch in March, we caught one over 3 pounds every day.
Good gosh.
It was unbelievable.
And there, the mouths on the fish that come for Grenada, crappie mouths are relatively, they're somewhat big. But what happens when you get to Grenada? What happens to those mouths?
Oh, you can drop a Coke can in it and never touch the sides.
They are so big.
Yeah. I mean, we use 2-aught hooks.
Yeah. That takes care of the spring. Now let's roll into summer. It gets kind of hot in Mississippi.
Real hot.
Yep. But you continue to guide during the hot weather, don't you?
Probably my favorite, most consistent time to fish.
And what are you using then to catch fish?
You can still push minnows.
Right.
Or you can pull crankbaits.
Uh-huh.
Long line jigs.
Right.
The fish are, you know, they're out of their spawn pattern. They're pulled out in deeper water over the river channels.
Right.
And they're eating. Catch them every day consistently.
Uh-huh.
It's probably the best time to come down there for the most consistent bite.
And you usually go, tell us the time frame. So you usually leave a lot earlier in the morning.
Yeah, we're there, you know, we're waiting on daylight.
Right. And then you fish to, what, 10 or so?
10,
or?
11, 12. Normally, right. By most of those times, we've got a limit by then.
Right.
And we're out of there before it gets too hot.
Do you happen to have one of those big umbrellas that some of those people
have? Most certainly.
Yeah, tell them about the big umbrella, because there's people that are watching this that have not seen that setup, and it's actually a lifesaver when it comes to fishing in the summertime, isn't it?
It'll drop at 20 degrees.
Big shade.
Yeah, it's a big patio umbrella, basically, is what it is.
Right.
It's a lifesaver. You know, like I say, it literally drops the temperature 20 degrees under that umbrella.
Yeah.
Keeps you out there.
Yeah. So that takes us into fall. And what do you do in the fall when you're guiding with clients?
The fall, they kind of transition back to almost like a springtime pattern. They're back chasing shad, feeding up for the winter, putting that weight back on, getting ready for the winter. You move back up into the shallows, push minnows,
right?
Spider rig.
And so your typical spider rig, now that you talked about the four seasons, your typical spider rig, what are you using for rods? What are you using for holders?
I use ACC, 16-foot ACC rods.
Okay.
My rod holders up front are Caps and Coleman tight locks.
Okay.
I like those because they have 360-degree movement. I can position the rod any angle, anywhere I need it.
Right.
In the setup. The ACC rods are great. For me, they got the right amount of backbone and the right amount of sensitivity. Just great rods. Great rods.
Is that a three-piece or four-piece
rod? It's a three-piece rod.
Three-piece?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So do you have a split shot or just a jig head on your double drops? Tell us a little bit about those. Because do you use those year-round, the double drops, or does sometimes you go to just a single jig?
In the springtime, early in the spring, when the fish are real shallow, I'll go to a single. When I go to a single, I usually run a quarter-ounce jig head.
Quarter-ounce?
Nothing else.
And what size hook does that quarter-ounce
thing? It's going to have a 2-aught hook in it.
So you got to go to a different store to get your crappie.
Yeah, we can't go to Walmart and get our stuff.
Do you make your own? Because
I do not make my own.
Does someone do it for you?
Somebody does make my stuff.
Some garage somewhere, and you secretly sneak over to their house and buy some.
We've kind of changed the Grenada Lake Tackle. Patrick Stone, got to give him a shout out. You know, he's a full-time guide on Grenada, and he owns Grenada Lake Tackle as well. He knows what we need over there, and he's answered the call, and so
cool.
he keeps us hooked up with what we need for sure.
Right.
Prior to life, it was hard to get what we needed for sure.
Just because of the size of the fish and actually their mouths and all of that has changed.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. So in a typical day, tell us. Is the limit for crappie the same on all those reservoirs that you got on?
It is. It's 15 a person, 40 per boat.
Okay.
Whether you've got three people in the boat or 30 people in the boat, it's still 40.
Okay. And what's the length limit?
They have to be over 12 inches.
Most of them are over 12 inches, aren't they?
That's right.
Especially you get into those colder months where,
yeah,
where they're in their big.
That's right.
Right. So, so that's your drop. Do you ever use like an underspin or not on your, spider rig?
On the spider rig, I don't. Sometimes when I long line pull jigs out of the back of the boat, I use it a lot.
Okay. All right.
On the spider rig, I vary it up a lot. Sometimes I use the weight on the bottom.
Right.
And then two hooks up above it. Just depends on the time of the year and the depth of the water I'm fishing. If I'm using jigs only, like in the springtime, I'll use 2/4-ounce jig heads with no weight.
I got you.
If it's real windy, I'll use a 1/2-ounce weight. But other than that, most of the time I'll use a 1-ounce weight all the time.
Tell us about your crankbait setup. So when the clients are in your boat, where do they sit and how does that lay out? Are you using square bills? Give us some information.
I use a little bit of everything. The setup is I pull out of the back of the boat.
Okay.
The clients sit on the back deck.
All right.
The rods are pulled out of the back. And I'd use the technique of flat lining.
Okay.
I don't run planer boards.
All right.
I stagger the length of the rods to keep the lines from getting tangled up, of course. So I run 18s, 14s, 12s, and 6s length rods out the back.
All ACC rods?
ACC rods.
And so the ACC has a small rod?
They do.
Kind of designed for that?
It's really not designed for that per se, but I kind of adapted it for that method.
So that they're staggered.
That's right.
Yep. And so as you lay them out, do you have the outside ones the shortest out and the ones towards the middle the farthest back? How do you run that?
I run the longest on the outside and go from the longest to the shortest.
Okay.
The shortest will be out straight out the back by the motor.
Okay. And then square bills are deep divers.
I use a little bit of both. It really doesn't matter. Just whatever the best color that they're hitting at that day.
We got to ask, what's the best color over that way? What is it?
You know, anything with pink in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
And I don't know if that's typical of everybody or if that's just what I got confidence in. But yeah. I seem to have the best luck with anything with pink.
Pink splatter, one of the Pico crankbaits. That actually is rock and roll up in on Beaver Lake and Highland Reservoir.
Pink
it's a good thing.
Color, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You got to be manly to put pink on.
Why, of course you do.
That's right.
So that's pretty cool. What else can you tell us about your guide service? When people call up, what's some of the common questions that you get?
The number one question I get is, when is the best time to come?
Right.
And that is a question that I tell them that I normally can't answer.
Right.
The best time to come is when you can come.
Right.
Or when I have an opening. It changes so much. There's so many factors that vary into this. These lakes are a flood control lake. And the water varies from year to year, so you really don't know what to expect from year to year.
Right.
This coming spring, it could be 30 feet above summer pool in February, or it could be 30 feet below summer pool.
Wow.
You just don't know till you get there.
Right.
And, of course, that affects the fishing.
Uh-huh.
So you really just don't know. That's why I said earlier, the summertime is normally the most consistent because you get the best weather.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to deal with the cold fronts.
Right.
Normally don't have the wind. The wind is the thing that kills us over there. Anything over a 10-mile-an-hour wind is awful on those lakes. And when I say awful, 2 and 3 foot swells.
Right.
It's tough to fish. Tough to fish.
Kind of flat land over there. Nothing to break the wind.
Nothing to break the wind, all the lakes pretty much run east and west, and it just kind of funnels right down the middle of them.
Right.
And they're tough to fish when it's windy.
And the other thing, too, is over on those lakes, because they're flaking, they actually, and a great reason to hire a guide is, some of the ramps you can't even use in the wintertime, right?
That's correct. And in the springtime as well.
Oh,
not typical of the last couple of years because we've had an abundance of rain in the spring. Right. So the lakes have been full in the spring. But in years past, a lot of ramps have not been accessible until the middle of April.
Right.
Because of the water being low.
Wow.
We have not had to worry about that like in the last couple of years. But a lot of times, you know, there's only a couple of ramps you can use in the spring.
Right.
And it's and same thing in the fall and winter. Yeah, you got to have some lake knowledge or you'll be in trouble.
Right.
Right, as of right now, Grenada, right. there's not a boat ramp on Grenada that's accessible.
Really?
Right, it's completely.
You guys need some rain.
Well.
Or something.
You know, in my opinion, I like it like this right now because it kind of keeps people off the lake.
Right.
Kind of gives them gives the fish a little break, lets them rest, lets us rest. You know, yeah. And they need that, you know, because they get hammered hard.
Right.
All year long, and it, you know, just gives them a break, saves them. Mother Nature knows what she's doing.
Right. Well, that's good. You know what? That takes us to tackle time, and tackle time, of course, is sponsored by Pico Lures, and Pico Lures happens to have, I'm going to say, and I'm probably biased, but one of the best crankbaits that you can buy, Squarebill and their Deep Diver INT series of crankbaits that are great for crappie fishing. Now, they catch everything from walleye to bass to stripers to whites to everything, but they really excel when it comes to crappie fishing because they track true out of the box. You don't have to don't have to tune them. They have great hooks, and they come in great colors like Pink Glimmer, which is probably one that you use, and so you can get all those at picolures.com. You can find it. Our other sponsor is Smith Consumer Products, and I brought in their bag, and I keep telling them to send me as many bags as they possibly can because this bag actually, besides having a zipper, has this mesh on the back. So when you throw it inside your box and stuff like that, it gives it an opportunity to dry instead of it being plastic on both sides and you get rust on your lures or rust on your pliers or scissors. This little storage bag's the coolest little thing that they've come out with for people that have a lot of stuff like that that they want to put in their boat. You can check out more about Smith Products at smithproducts.com. And that takes us to Tim. You got to tell us about your guide service because people are going to be beating down your door, and they need to know how to get hold of you.
It's Long Branch Guide Service. You can find us on Facebook, the internet at longbranchguide.com, or you can call at 662-251-5625.
There you have it. You guide year-round, right?
Yes, sir.
When the water's accessible.
Right? Yes, sir.
So that's good. Appreciate you being on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yep. So like I always like to end the show, I always tell people to keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.